There we
Okay,
go.
there we go. I call to order the Otter Rock Water District work session meeting on 7/25/2024 at 6:08. Lisa, here. Teresa?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
And Kelly is absent, but we have quorum. So, well, we don't need it, but anyway. Kevin from Civil West is here. The Harts and the Mullins are here as community members, and there's a person named Buck. Bo,
probably Buck's confident, I imagine.
They're here. And now we can start meeting with Kevin on the updates on the Business Oregon loan and what our next steps are.
Okay, I believe, so you've signed the agreement with Business Oregon, is that right? Do you have all that paperwork? The contract between the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. So the next step is for us, Civil West, to get you an engineering scope of work and cost for doing the design of the project. So that'd be the next step with Business Oregon. So kind of a segue. So FEMA, we've been in communication with FEMA the last OEM, the state OEM. We've been in contact with them the last couple of weeks, as recently as just even the first of this week. And it looks like that their funds might start be moving forward to get those released as well. So we're very hopeful that we can get you the FEMA funds moving as well. So in our scope of work that we prepare, it's difficult to design the FEMA work and difficult to design the other work when it's really all one big water system. So we're trying to figure out how to write our scope of services so that we can do the whole design and still, of course, have it where you, Business Oregon pays for some and FEMA will pay for some, if that makes sense. So the next step is for us to get you a scope of work. We're just trying to figure out how to put that scope of work together so that both agencies will pay their share of that engineering scope, if that makes sense.
Right. And you do know that they asked to meet with us next week?
Who's they?
The OEM.
OEM?
Yeah, request from Shannon Breyers.
I knew they were going to reach out to you. So I didn't know when or what, but I knew they were reaching out to you.
Right. So we're scheduled for a noon meeting a week from today, Thursday.
On Zoom or Skype or something?
Yeah, whatever they use.
Teams.
Teams?
Teams.
If you'd like me to attend that, I might remember.
they said, you know, you're welcome to come, but it wasn't necessary. And they're
really
looking at a 30-minute meeting, they said, just to touch
on. It may not hurt to have me on there just in case there's questions or such. If there's no reason for me to be on there, then so be it. But I think it wouldn't hurt to have me on there, though.
Right. Yeah. I didn't
but,
know.
But otherwise, so I knew they were going to reach out to you. So that's good news that they've reached out to you. The only, you know, the hang up that they had is within a year of award, you have to be on the county's, what is it, the natural hazards mitigation plan. And
right.
and that's something that the county is in the process of doing. And Tim has been very involved because we've got several other folks that have gotten FEMA money that also need to be on that plan. So we're helping follow through with getting you on that plan. And so OEM is comfortable or should be comfortable giving you the award and releasing the funds.
Right.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, they said that if there was assurance that it would be done within 12 months, that we could file some very simple application.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll help you through all that process as we go through the process. Yep. So at the end of the day, the simple answer, Beth and the rest of you, the answer is what you're waiting on is for us to give you an engineering scope of work. And once we prepare that and put a scope, and then of course a fee associated with that. And obviously our fee has been taken into account with the overall project budgets and such. And we will certainly be within what we've estimated in that engineering. You take a look at it. There's any questions, whatever the case may be. And then otherwise you sign it and off we go into design and start moving on your project.
So Kevin, I have a question. You keep saying that you're going to do a scope of work for design, and absolutely that's first step, but your request for qualifications, when I read through that, it sounds like you were planning on design build. Is that correct?
No, we are not doing design build. So since you know the terminology, if you know, it sounds like you know the terminology, we are not doing design build. We're doing design bid build. We will go through a bidding process.
Oh, yeah, I understand that Civil West is not doing the building themselves, but you are going to contract manage the build work.
Yeah, so great question, Teresa. Nice to meet you. I'm Kevin, and nice to meet you, Teresa. Welcome to the board.
Thank you.
Sorry, we should have introduced you guys. Sorry about that.
And I've made a great first impression, obviously. Yep. So, yes. You know, what can I say? Teresa, so yes, the process will be is we'll design it. We'll prepare bid documents, contract documents that'll go out, you know, of course, to contractors to bid. And then when a contractor is selected, and that's through state law, that'll be a low bid process, that state law. Sometimes you like the contractors.
We read that in the contract, all that stuff. That's all those state guidelines.
And sometimes you don't, but you gotta get them. But so our scope will be broken up into three different categories. One will be the design process, and that's typically, you know, kind of the larger part of the contract is the design. And then we're going to go into bidding services, and that's really the least of the three, because then you've got to have help going through that bidding process. Then the third category will be construction support, and that's basically however much you want us to serve you. In other words, if you need us and want us to have a full-time inspector and to be out there every hour that the contractor's out there for the length of time that the contractor's out there, obviously then that equates to a cost because there's so many hours. In some places they have manpower where they can provide some of that inspection. So instead of full-time, they want us part-time. And so we'll estimate what we think you will need for construction. I'm assuming you'll probably want and need us full-time. So that
I'd like you to estimate full-time and we can take it from there.
Yeah. And so we'll provide a cost of, we've got our hourly rates, time the hours that we estimate, and right. So it just adds up. And then we can go from there and say, well, that's too much. You know, we can only afford you out there 20 hours a week. Then we'll figure that out. But that's how our contract will be written, organized.
Yeah, so it really is design build, but obviously your people that work for you do not do the building.
Right. We'll bid out to a contract.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
Thank you.
So you'll see those three breakouts in our contract and our scope of those three phases of a project.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, I think the contract says that before we sign anything, we have to give it to Business Oregon and they have 10 days to review it. So just to let you know that that's part of the gig. So don't be expecting, and we have to have a board meeting to discuss it and blah, 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 you know, all these steps. So just don't be expecting it, you know, totally right then, because we have to do these things.
I understand. And part of our contract will include some conditions that they want attached to it. We're familiar with what those attachments are. So there'll be some other papers that we'll include to this scope that are required from the funding agency. Okay. And yes, they want to look at it and review it, and they may have some comments. Typically, they don't have any comments about the scope, about the engineering. as much as they may have comments that I've did the correct paperwork or whatever that that might have been included. So yes, yep, aware of that. So we'll anticipate that.
So you've done work for water districts that have gotten loans from Oregon Business before?
Oh, all the time.
So you're very familiar with their contract and expectations.
Yes, okay. Very much so. Yep. Right. Yep. Yeah, we know Business Oregon. Michelle Bilberry is who you've been working with. I've probably have a couple of dozen projects with Michelle.
Yeah, so. Great. We just weren't sure if you had seen the same contract we have seen and all the provisions and requirements within it.
Yeah, now your, you know, I typically don't see your contract with the agency, right? Because that's kind of between the two of you. I've seen them, but I'm not familiar with them, other than I know that there are certain things that are required of you to make sure your engineer has, and I know what those are. I will send those to Michelle and you to review on that initial draft and just to double check that I got it right, but hopefully I got it right because we've done a few of them. But right. Yes, thank you, Teresa. Great question.
Yep. Just, it's really Lisa's question, but I jumped in and asked it.
But it's exciting to be going, and it's been a long road, so it's great to be going. So I hope to get you something. It might still take me another week or so to get something to you, a draft scope. But yeah, that's the next step, and I'll certainly get that to you as soon as I can.
And Kevin, you made that comment, it's been a long time. So, you know, new to the board, new to reading all the documents and everything like that. When we first estimated the cost, that was like pre-COVID. Aren't we a little concerned that that cost is much higher now, post-COVID?
Oh, through the process, I've been increasing the cost. Okay. Every time there's been something submitted to Business Oregon, I've been increasing the cost along.
Great. Yeah. Good to hear. So I hadn't asked that question of anyone. If I'd asked the board, they probably would have said, oh yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, I've been increasing it along, much to the board's disdain, but it was a necessary evil.
So
all I can say is I hope I've increased it enough.
Sure.
And then you don't know until you actually go out to bid, and we won't go out to bid probably for another year or so. So we're still a little ways down the road. Because it'll take a while to design. It's not something you do overnight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, Kevin, I have a question about the disbursement schedule form that they want. As part of our checklist of contract documents, I'm assuming this can, and actually there's, in the contract, it mentions two parts, one for the design, and then a second one for the actual construction. They're requesting, you know, a schedule that estimates the dates and the anticipated amounts, estimated amounts and stuff. So is that something, because you worked with them before, that we can do after the draft scope of work
I can put that together for you. And that's just an estimate. There's nothing fixed on that. We could be totally off on that draw, and it's nothing critical. But yeah, I can help with something because they just like to have an idea of the cash flow.
But one of my questions, I'm assuming they don't need this right away because you got to get going a little bit to estimate out those dates.
Oh, I can give you an estimate based on the budget today. Just kind of verbally, you know, you're going to have the engineering fees for the next, next 10, 12 months. And so that'll be a certain percentage for the next few months. And then probably your construction timeframe is going to be probably a year. So starting next year, you know, your payments are going to be higher because construction costs are, of course, more than engineering costs. So
Right.
So no, they want an idea now, but that's all it is. It's just an idea of what.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've
did
got
we get
the
you
exact.
A copy of that?
I have the exact wording right here, Beth, from the contract. And you're
I know,
right.
and
You're right.
yeah, I'm looking at it too,
it's two submissions.
Right.
The first
yeah.
one's just design. You know.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, and but I know I forgot what I was gonna say. No, never mind.
So it may be two submissions, but I'll give you both just because we'll have a general idea of construction.
Did we send you a copy of their format? They sent it to us in Excel, a spreadsheet. Did you get that from us?
I don't recall getting that from you, but worst case is I get you the information and you just put it in yourself, but I can fill out the spreadsheet. If you want to give me the spreadsheet, send me the spreadsheet. I can fill it out.
Lisa, are you saying that you sent it?
Yeah, along with the contract for him to look at.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Last week?
Yeah, I was on vacation last week, so.
Good for you.
You probably haven't gotten to all that, yeah.
Again, great first impressions for Teresa and the rest of you, but nevertheless, I'm just getting, trying to still get back on the horse, but I do remember the email, Beth. Thank you.
Okay, so you probably have it, but if you don't, we can get you another copy.
Well, we hope you had a nice vacation, Kevin.
Well, apparently it was too nice.
Apparently so, yeah.
You know, and the struggle is you know where I work. So, I mean, I can't even hide from you.
No. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, we got your phone number too. See that?
Yeah, apparently, yeah, my phone number. Good thing.
So you're feeling pretty confident about this FEMA OEM. There's been more movement.
Yeah, we're hopeful that they'll go ahead and release the funds and we can again. The intent is. And again, just to repeat, but to make sure you're clear, our scope of work that you will see, there isn't going to be two scopes of work.
Okay,
we're going to combine it into one.
Okay, I was wondering if there was going to be actually two scopes, one for FEMA and one for Business Oregon, but no.
Yeah. Well, the intent is no, it'll be one.
Right.
But I need to visit with Shannon and Michelle and make sure they're okay with that.
Yeah, well,
thing we're definitely going to have to do, and Eileen's probably more aware of this than I am, is that we have to keep those line items in the budget separate, what FEMA's paying for versus what Business Oregon's paying for. So we will have to at least have it broken out like that so that we can keep those line items separate.
Right.
Yep.
So it can be so much project A for so much project B or something, right?
Phase A, whatever we want to call it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yes. And it very well may turn into two scopes.
Yeah.
It very well may turn into two scopes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I understand that it's a project, all of it, but I think it's probably doable to create it in two scopes so that we can have that accounting integrity.
Right. Well, we have to.
Right. Yeah. We have to.
Yeah.
And do we have any idea if FEMA is actually going to give us what we want, what we asked for, or are we going to have to really adjust our budgets and AKA the project and time and whatever else?
Well, Lisa, when we were talking with them several months ago, and to Teresa's earlier question about budget increases, those numbers have not been adjusted for the last few years. But in an email, they indicated to us that they would raise their portion to account for the inflation and cost.
Wow!
So that is to be proven. But I think they will.
But
still, they will do that.
At least they acknowledge that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, they put it in an email and it was like, oh, yes, definitely. We understand that things have increased, so your project costs have to be increased.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I've got that email, so I can.
She's got it framed.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Great.
So, Beth, you and Lisa have a meeting with them next week. Is that what?
Yeah, they send us an email just to the two of us. And I don't know why, just the two of us, but. And we said, yeah, we'll meet because they want to touch. They only schedule it for a half hour, and they said they just wanted to touch base. So
I don't think there's any reason for us all to meet. It's not like there's going to be a decision there. We don't have to have a quorum. So I think it's perfectly fine for you guys to just touch bases with them and see what their requirements are. I mean, we're going to have a board meeting pretty soon anyways.
Yeah. Right. We can fill you in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, please invite me. I'd like to sit in on that just in case something comes up.
Okay. Lisa, do you want to email them and ask them to send an invite to Kevin?
Yeah. And I'll CC Kevin on the email so that
okay. Thank you.
We'll be Thank you. In touch.
You're like, no, I'm not inviting Kevin. No.
It's noon next Thursday, Kevin.
Would you call me about 11:30?
poor Kevin.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, it's fun. You ladies are a lot of fun to work with. We certainly look forward to getting in the trenches with you as we start getting into the hardcore stuff. You know, once that contract is signed, we'll kind of go away for a time, you know, start working on stuff. But as we start getting plans and such together, we'll certainly have design related meetings so that we keep you aware of what's going on, ask you questions. You know, your operators and those folks we'd like to engage at some point in time to make sure that what we're designing makes sense to an operator. And so there'll be some, there'll be a lot of engagement through the design process. And, but we'll need to kind of get going for a few months before we really have anything to talk about.
Right.
But it'll be a lot of fun. And then when we start getting towards the end of the design, you know, we will start gearing up for construction and start telling the people that the roads are going to be tore up and there's going to be a mess out there. But we'll talk about that.
It'll be beautiful once it's done.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Keep your eye on the end.
Yep.
But you know, the sad part is, though, is when you say it's going to be beautiful is, you know, we as engineers, you know, we design great projects that are beautiful, but they all go underground and nobody sees them.
No, the product is still going to be beautiful because
it's going to be beautiful to all of us who happen to have a little more than 20 psi.
There you go. There you go.
That is going to be very visual. Let's take a shower.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's a good point.
Okay. All right. Well, we mainly did this meeting because we wanted you to meet Teresa, and I really feel bad now that I didn't introduce her. So anyways, and we wanted to make sure that Teresa got a chance to ask questions and stuff.
Sure.
So anyways, sorry, Kevin.
Thank you, Eileen.
I've been dealing with a lot of grandkids lately, so you'll have to excuse me.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Anyways, all right. Well, I certainly don't have any more questions right now. I think we are just kind of waiting for a scope of work to materialize and see if FEMA comes through. Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, it's going.
Yeah.
Definitely positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Can I go now and I won't get in trouble?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about you when you leave.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Thank you. And thank you for the phone call. And nice to meet you, Teresa. And thank you all.
Pretty thank much. You. Nice to meet you, too.
Have a good evening, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
So Lisa, you're sending that everything that we have so far into Business Oregon tomorrow?
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Yes, I will. It is very exciting.
Yeah, we can put some real checklists on the checkoffs on the checklist they sent us.
And I'm just glad that they're going to be our project manager, because I know that none of us, you know, can.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I didn't want to bombard him with a lot of questions, but
okay.
One of the things that I was a little bit concerned with looking at their qualifications is I did not see anyone on that list that is PMP certified. That's an organization, project management professionals. It is the industry standard for project management, and none of their folks were PMP certified.
Okay. Well, and you know, the other thing, Teresa, is I know that Beth has had some communication with Highland or Northwest Natural Water Works, and they definitely want to be involved. And
oh yeah, they have to be involved.
Right. Yeah. And I think that they have got some concerns too. So anyways, I don't, you know.
Well, sometimes just things fall in place, right? I have a good friend at church, and he is a manager for the Newport Water District. So I'm going to ask him, you know, his opinion. Well, yeah,
they're doing projects for Newport.
Yeah, they've done projects for them, so they're familiar with them. And so I'm going to ask him his opinion about Civil West. And, you know, if it's something we don't want to hear, I'm going to ask him for, you know, other recommendations or whatever. I mean, I really don't feel like it's that way, you know, but I think we have to take all that into consideration. It's a long time coming to do this project. We want it done right. We needed to do, you know, what we're scoping it to do.
Right. Well, I've seen things of other engineering firms in Oregon that, you know, that I've heard some people say, oh, they're great. And then other people go, you know, and that's probably happened with anybody.
Yeah. And honestly, their RFQ was good. You know, other than I noted there wasn't anyone PMP certified on it. I'm like, wow, that's kind of interesting. How do you do project planning? You know, where did you get trained to do project planning?
If you talk to your friend at the city, Tim Gross,
he
used to work for the city and works for Civil West now. So,
yep. And I'm sure he knows that, you know, because he's worked for the city for a long time. So, I just thought at a minimum, I just want to get his opinion, you know, just be aware. It might be just, hey, just keep an eye on this, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just something we got to keep an eye on, not necessarily, oh, you know,
Yeah. The feedback I got from Highland was that sometimes they want to do things that are a little exorbitant and you don't really need, and it'll increase your prices. And
I'm really hoping my friend will be like, oh, this little water district, let me be helpful with it. And I'll be like, hey, we're thinking about this. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, I think once this gets going and we break ground, that's when, you know, who's going to be the contractor and what's
there. Yeah. There's so many. We're so far away from all those details. Yeah. But I mean, even the design of it, right?
Well,
you know, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to my friend yet, but I am going to talk to him soon. And, you know, I want to know, you know, can we get a second opinion? Maybe on the design before we buy off on it or whatever. I don't know. Just thoughts running through my head. Nothing concrete. Right.
Well, one thing I know that it is important. It's a sealed bid process, and you have to take low bid. So the qualifications for the contractors in the RFP is extremely important. Extremely important that covers everything.
Yeah, the building in itself is probably going to be what it will be because of all those requirements. But the design is the foundation of that build.
Right.
So, but, you know.
Yeah, the RFP is really important for the minimum qualifications for the contractor.
You know, and I had some questions about, you know, what the contract strategy and all that is, but it's down the road thing.
Well, keep asking them, Teresa, because you know, that's your background. So, I mean, I think we're kind of, now that we got you.
Yeah,
exactly. We're going to use you.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Right,
to help.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know.
And if we have to get another project manager, I have no problem with it. I just know that we can't.
That's why I'm like, okay, go ahead, you know, price it out for us. But, you know, we might want to mix that up a little bit just so we have multiple eyes on the project and not all coming from a single source.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We could never single source anything at Intel.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So.
But yay, so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording.
Yep. I will see you. I'm not going to see you at this next board meeting. I'll be gone. So I'll see.